Hi everyone, and welcome to Video Gaming is Good. This is episode 13, and Happy New Year to all those listening to us.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's my teammate Lee, and of course you know I am Darren, aka MO, and Lee, his nickname is?
His nickname would be Squazza.
Yes, thank you very much. We all hope you had a great celebration for the New Year. You probably are having a big hangover by now, so if you're listening to this, I wouldn't blame you if we're causing you a headache. We'd like to give thanks to people who commented on the last episode. That would be Excalibur, Matt, The Vixen, and Chris Judd 3. Thank you very much. We appreciate what you have to say in response to what we do. And don't forget, once again, we're not pros. We're just the two ugliest people on the internet doing a podcast for fun.
There you go.
And okay, straight to the news, and the first one off is to Lee.
Okay, this one's from our friendly neighbours to the east in New Zealand, and the New Zealand Herald ran a story. This is ridiculous. Some drivers were rubbish drivers, as most teenage drivers are. They managed to get themselves into a high-speed police chase, as you do, and they all died. You know, there you go. But, so what does Morris Williamson of the National Transport, whatever that is, doesn't say, what does he blame? Oh, of course, it'd be video games. Of course. That's so stupid. I really don't know what to say to those morons over there, other than, stop being so stupid. This is the dumbest thing I've ever read. It's unexplained, it's just dumb. I hate it.
He goes on to say that, because of PlayStations and Xboxes, players, especially teenagers, believe that they can drive stupidly and then just push the reset button if anything goes wrong. Now, I'm guessing he's not a gamer himself, because most people who do play games, they do know the consequences of what happens to your character if you stuff up. I'm sure all of us who play games, well, most of us, we don't want our character to die within maybe the first few minutes of us driving a car or doing whatever the game suggests. We want to, make our character, last for a long time. So I don't think the people who play games think that, if we're going to go out driving, we can just, hit a tree and, press the magic respawn button, if there is one, and, come back to drive another day. But, interesting article. Yeah, I don't know what to say, really, but whoever posted the article also wrote there that, maybe somehow Quake 3 was responsible for the Holocaust or Katamari Damacy. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think Lee knows how to pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, Lee?
Katamari Damacy?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. Was responsible for the hurricane that hit Thailand. Now, I don't know. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I'm not so sure, but I don't think he can go as far as blaming video games for causing idiot drivers. I think just the drivers are probably idiot themselves.
There you go.
Okay, we'll go straight to the next article, and this one is my turn. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Here's a short article, which is titled, Get Opera for Free. Not Oprah Winfrey, sorry about that, but Opera as in the internet browser for the Nintendo Wii. Now, if you've got a Nintendo Wii, you'll be able to download this beta version, which apparently came out just before Christmas last year, and you can surf the internet. So I guess this is pretty cool for those who don't have PCs at home or access to the internet in any other way. But I don't know. I guess it's a good idea to have it on the Wii, but using the... For all those who've tried out the Wii, when you put in your name, when you make your character, you gotta point at the screen with the remote and click on the letters that you want. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's gonna be good if you wanna, chuck in a big long, URL address.
No, that would suck.
Yeah, that would suck. If something easy like, CNN.com, mm-hmm. easy couple of, letters and dots. But if you got something big like videogamingisgood.podomatic.com.
To get that, you just press the home button.
Oh, okay. If you maybe the favorites button if they had something like that. But
exactly.
If you gotta press it in individually, that's gonna take forever.
Yeah.
But also the biggest question I want to ask is that, is there anything like a net nanny or not firewall, but, you know, some kind of safeguard against kids trying to access, you know, illegal sites or porn on the Nintendo Wii? So I don't know how that's going to work, because, no, I don't think there would be anything on the Wii itself to block out adult sites like that, but I guess that's something we'll have to ask people who have Wiis there. So if you've got a Nintendo Wii and you listen to our show, can you just put a little comment about this episode saying if you are able to access adult sites, but we do not condone you going to these adult sites in the first place.
I'm sure in 2 months' time, if you can, I'm sure there'll be a slew of outraged parents being outraged about it, so we'll find out.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Anyway, next article, straight off to Lee.
Okay, this one is from, doesn't matter where it's from. It's called Video Games May Be Beneficial to the Brain, suggests McMaster Researcher. Of course, not then, because I had a bit of a brain freeze there, but all right. Okay, this confirms what, you know, we've all known, that the video games, they're good. They're good for you. And you know, these Canadians, they investigated that it was told to be a mindless activity, and they thought, nah, it's a bit rubbish. So they had a look. What they found was that their test subjects, they had better working memory, also known as the short-term memory, where you look at something like a phone number or address, something like that. And they found that people who played video games, their short-term memory worked better, and they were more alert and more adept, quicker to react, that sort of thing. And they did those things with fewer errors. This is great. I mean, well, obviously I knew about all this because, you know, I'm so awesome. But, I mean, where this can be applied is tremendous. I mean, we can apply it to soldiers or industry, surgeons. I think we had an article a couple episodes back about that.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, and this is the way to go. Video games, there we go. And you know, this just, take that, New Zealand, you idiots. other members of the Commonwealth managed to get it together. Just come on, sons, pick it up, all right? So yeah, it's a good article, have a read. I mean, you know, you don't have to because you already know it, obviously. But next time some moron's like, oh, no, yeah, video games are stupid, you go, not what the Canadians say, moron. And you go, yeah, argument winner. And then it's all over.
I think I'll leave it like that, as Lee's probably had a good discussion on that article. Okay, the final article for this episode is not really an article, it's more of a forum with talking about PC games for this year. It goes basically saying how, you know, since the introduction of new consoles such as, you know, Xbox 360 and Nintendo Wii, that PC gaming has died, but we believe this isn't true, and there are some good games that came out last year for the PC, such as, I guess, you know, personally I'll be saying Rainbow Six Vegas, Battlefield 2142, I don't know what other games came out that were good as well. But, you know, there's some good games for PC last year, and also there will be a whole bunch of good games for PC this year. This site, which is from the GameSpot.com, has a whole bunch of games coming out on PC, and they even have, like, a screenshot of every single game they mention. So, you know, just browsing through here, you got Supreme Commander, World in Conflict, Unreal Tournament 2007, Spore, a whole bunch of other games. I'll just get a quick look. Yeah, something that's interesting, I guess. Was it Crysis, Sam and Max Episode 2. Trying to find something interesting instead of some no-name game. Natural Selection 2, the good old mod for the Half-Life 2 engine, I guess, or Half-Life 1, and some other games. And it's got a whole bunch of game titles here, a screenshot for each one they mention, so you can see what it looks like, and, you know, nothing really to be worked up about. But if you're a PC gamer like both of us, and you want to see what good games are coming out this year, you know, take a gander at it, and you can see what you probably want to get in the future. But one thing you should also note is that, personally as well, is that when I look at all these new screenshots, it makes me a bit sad in that knowing my machine probably won't be able to run it at the resolution that these screenshots are taken. So, you know, I won't be able to see all the pretty colours and everything. I'll probably see just blocks and blurs, and that's about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they look pretty interesting. Did you take a look at some of these screenshots, Lee?
Yeah, they sure are pretty.
Or just pretty, is it?
Well, yeah, okay. Well, all right, I'll try and think of some other words. Yeah, I mean, they look pretty good. The what was that one at the top there with the big cloud?
World in Conflict.
That looks awesome. And it's not World War II. It's not World War II. Yes! Spore? Well, I'm a huge SimCity fan. I watched the video of Spore in action. I've got to say, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be, from what I've heard, it's like Sim Everything, which sounds fantastic. I like the, what do we got here? Field Ops, that looks pretty sweet, the RTS there. And, I can't remember seeing it on this, but it's probably in there. But CNC 3, is it?
That's yeah, the they had that.
Yep. Yeah, I must have missed it. That looks pretty good. And Maelstrom, that looks pretty sweet too. Yeah, so yeah, this year should be pretty good.
You know, let's just hope that they don't delay, you know, so many of these games to next year, 2008. Okay,
that'll be one show worked out if they do.
Yeah, you know, there'll be episode, I don't know, 60, 70, something like that.
Probably
less than that, you know, 50. I don't know. We'll think about it when it comes to that time. Hopefully. Well, that's it for the news. What else do we want to talk about? Ah, yes, episode topic. Now, as you know, every episode we'd like to come up with a topic, and for the past few episodes, I have left it to my good mate Lee to come up with the title for it. And once again, without fail, he has brought on a great topic, I believe. So, Lee, take it away. What is the title for this episode's topic?
Okay, yes. The topic is Wii Gaming, a.k.a. the best way in the entire universe, bar none, to celebrate the completion of Earth's orbit.
Yep, that's interesting. Now, if you don't understand what Lee just said, we'll just break it down quickly, is that yesterday, being the final day of 2006... I invited some friends over to my place to, you know, muck about on the Nintendo Wii, which was, you know, graciously brought over from our friend Pete. Once again, thanks a lot to Pete for doing that.
Thanks, Pete.
Enjoyed it. Yep. Lee was there. Pete was there. A couple of my other friends came along as well to play on the Wii, and we'll probably just talk about our experiences and what we thought about the Wii in general. But first up, after turning it on and, you know, getting used to the controls, we had to make a MII. Me stands for, you know, the little avatar of yourself in the Nintendo Wii games, I guess. And Lee, how did you like creating your little character there?
Oh, I had a marvelous time with that. I made a guy and he had a ridiculous chin and sort of had fat chin. He had pretty stupid looking eyes, bit of a grin, bit of a smirk on my guy. Had this ridiculous hair, and he had a blue shirt, pretty fat. He was a good guy, that. He was just a jolly little chappy. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, but there's heaps of different, I guess, ways you could make your me character you wanted to. But one thing I did notice that they didn't have, or maybe because they didn't want to implement it, so they would force people to make their own me from the beginning, was a randomized option. You know, imagine all the possibilities you could have. You randomized the, you know, the eyes, the nose, the lips, the shape of the head, the color and all that. You'd probably make some weird out freaky looking person, which I won't mind saying that some of the characters that my friends made would look pretty freaky too. My friend Elvin created a female character that had like some kind of 1960s hairstyle, like a cap looking hairstyle, round eyes, and I have to say it, a pedophile smile. It was a freaky looking character nonetheless, but you know, you can make whatever character you wanted, and I guess that's one way to personalize your own gameplay experience.
Yep.
I already had my character on the Pete's Wii before because I played at his place a couple of weeks earlier. But I think mine was probably the most normal-looking character.
Oh, and mine had a mole, too.
Moly, moly, moly. Okay, we'll talk about the games. But we only played Wii Sports because we just, you know, since it's being a Wii and the first console where you have to interactively swing your arms around to do whatever you want, we thought, you know, we'll give the Wii Sports a big go, and we did. And the first spot, I think, on the list was Wii Tennis. How did you like Wii Tennis, Lee?
That was good. That left-handed hitting, that's cheating.
What do you mean it's cheating?
It doesn't work.
It's because it's a backhander. Okay, your character's right-handed. So the ball comes to your left, you're supposed to do a backhanded strike.
No, it's all cheating.
But not a four-handed strike in real life and expect your character to do a backhanded shot in the game.
Next-gen consoles are letting me down already. I don't know.
But we had to say that when Lee was serving on the right-hand side, so like when he's serving from the right to the left of screen, he was actually getting those powerful serves in and aced me a couple of times as well.
Oh yeah.
So he was doing good, but if you hit the ball and you had to force Lee to do a backhand shot, you had a 50% chance of him swinging it and missing totally.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a bit of an Achilles heel there.
Yeah, but we had some good. It was a good gaming on the tennis. One of Lee's, I guess, how you want to say it, the best defense is a sharp offense, was that he'd be constantly swinging the racket around so that whenever the ball came, you know, more than likely 99% of the time, he would hit it.
So yeah.
He's like swinging it air totally, and if the ball just happened to, you know, come in his path, he would hit it. So
that's right.
That was interesting, I guess. You know, tennis was a good, easy game for everyone to get involved to begin with. The next game I think we had was, I guess I'll just pick one on there. It was bowling.
And, yeah.
How do you like bowling, Lee?
That was good, because I could actually win at it.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, it was Lee's first time playing bowling, and Lee's got this uncanny skill of, say, like, starting on the left side of the lane, spinning it to the right, but he could spin it so much that it would land up in the right gutter even before it hits any pins. So he's got a kick-ass spin on the ball, but I guess he has to work out, you know, how much spin to put it, or maybe bowl a bit faster to get the ball down to the pins before it actually goes into the gutter. But
that would be good, yeah.
But yeah, you got good shots. You got, you know, a few strikes out of that.
Yeah.
We got heaps of laughs out of that too.
Yeah.
But you know, bowling was fun for everyone. A couple of times, my friend Jason actually, when trying to bowl the bowling ball, he ended up swinging it backwards and into the crowd behind him. So
that was good.
That was good to see that happen. We all had our different techniques of bowling. It's like I like to move over to the right a bit and try to spin it. Lee had some kind of googly or flipper, whatever he wanted to put onto it. What else there? Elvin wanted to do an uppercut when he launched a bowling ball or something like that. Jason, his character on the Wii was right-handed, but he liked bowling left-handed in real life. And he actually got good in doing that.
It was even better when he was on the phone.
Yeah. Jason got a phone call from a mate, and he was throwing down strikes while he was on the phone. And as soon as he hanged up, he lost it totally. So, you know, we should have called him back for it to help him win.
Yeah.
But that was a good game. Bowling was good as well. What else? We'll quickly go into next one. I think it was baseball.
That sucked.
Why did that suck, Lee?
Well, bowling. Well, what do you call it? Pitching.
Pitching. Yep.
That's pretty fun because you just have to move your wrist about 3 degrees. but hitting sucks. When you finally get to hit the damn thing, foul ball, or some of those little legless jerks catches it. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, you know, baseball on the Wii is not, I guess, you can't say, you know, proper simulation because you don't control how your characters run or where they go. It's all done automatically for you. But, you know, swinging at the ball and getting a home run now and then is, I guess, easier said than done. You can get a lot of foul hits no matter what you do. But in the end, we found out that the best way of getting a good hit was instead of trying to imitate how the a person playing baseball would actually swing with a bat, you just pretend it was a hammer. So, you know, you hit it from high to low, like a hammer. That's good enough to tonk the ball out of the park to get a home run. So, you know, there's easy ways to get some good hits out of baseball. You know, fun game, but I guess the hardest one to learn, nonetheless.
Yep.
Next one was golf.
Golf.
How was golf, Lee?
How was golf? That game, well, at the start, it was too hard. But then at the end, when I started winning, it was much better.
Golf is takes a bit of used to getting how to. You know, the more you swing and you take a shot, the more powerful it is. But if you swing too much, the ball will slice either to the left or the right. And, you know, you lose all control. But also, you know, in golf, you got to count for the wind, the deviation in the height of the, you know, the ground and the greens. Don't forget all the sand traps and the rough and out of bounds, which we all found out, and the water hazards too.
Yes.
But, you know, can't say much about golf, but good games. Just got to try and practice controlling your swing. And my little technique for getting those close putter shots was to pretend the remote was like a knife and stab at the screen.
That was good. That worked.
And it works, too. So you tried to, you know, make a small putt, like half of a, like, one level hit. Stabbing at the screen actually did work. So, you know, that worked out well.
And boxing.
Well, Pete only had one Nintendo, nunchuck, was a controller, so only one person could play boxing at a time. But boxing, well, Lee had the most fun in boxing, so I'll let him talk about it.
Yeah, that was good fun, which is surprising because I'm not fit at all. But I kept managing to KO these computer opponents until I finally got to the last one. He wore me out. But that was great fun because, you know, you get to flail around like an idiot and throw your hands about, and eventually you get one in the gut and he falls over and yeah, you win. Yeah, you can't do little Rocky noises, but yeah, I won a few times.
Yeah, Lee was doing really well in boxing. He was like, about like for the, I think maybe like first five opponents he came up against, within like a minute in the first round he knocked them out already and they'd be down for the count. I think only twice in the whole time he played it, the guy actually got up after the first knockout. But
I was tired afterwards.
Yeah, Lee was basically puffed after that. Then, you know, I guess I tried boxing myself as well, and I tried a bit of the training. Training is interesting because I had to dodge the tennis balls that my trainer would throw at me.
I kept
getting smacked in the head, and then the other training was I had to punch at the, I don't know, I don't want to say the target, but, you know, what does a trainer hold when they're, you know, when they're training in boxing? That little punch glove or something that you got to punch at their hand.
Right, yeah.
A couple of times I accidentally smacked the trainer in the head, so that was really funny. But that was good in the end. And, okay, in the end, I guess, Lee, how is your arms and shoulders and all that faring off now?
They are not good.
They don't exist?
Well, they exist, but the right one is not really usable at the moment. It's pretty stuffed, actually.
It's really sore, I guess, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Lifting up a bottle of water, that hurts. If you have a garage door, that hurts. Pulling out a chair, that hurt.
Yeah, yeah. I found out from experience the first time I played at Peach Place a while back was that best thing to do is before you play the Nintendo Wii, especially Wii Sports, is to do adequate stretching beforehand.
Yeah.
And then don't overexert yourself over, you know, when you're playing it. But I guess I'm used to it, so I'm okay. But for those who haven't played it before and try it for the first time, do stretching. Otherwise, the next day, you'll be sore, really sore in your arms, and that's not too good.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
But, you know, the Wii was a lot of fun. Once again, thanks to Pete for letting us play on it. We enjoyed it. And how would you, I guess you can't give the Wii a rating, but any final thoughts on what you'd like to talk about on the Wii? Like, is it good, is it bad, blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to buy one.
When?
When I have money.
It's true. I want to buy one too, but here's my idea. I don't want to buy one just, you know, for the gaming aspect, but, you know, after, you know, playing it and you do get a good workout from it, I want to see if I can invest, buy one and use it as an exercise machine, you know, for personal use.
Because
I'm sure you can, you know, you get a good workout from the boxing, of course, and the tennis. Yeah. And you do work up a sweat after a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm guessing if you want to play video games and you want to lose weight at the same time, buy a Wii.
Buy a Wii.
Yeah,
there
it's
you
much,
go.
It's much better than sitting back and, you know, just, you know, moving the fingers. The fingers will get all the exercise. You know, you might have the most strongest fingers in the world, but then you probably get the weakest arms and everything. But, yeah, get a Wii. You can, you know, the next time you walk out of your door, you know, you might be bright from the sunlight. The natural light doesn't work for you, but your right arm will be as powerful as anything.
Be as powerful as a locomotive.
Exactly. But, yeah, we probably want to get a Wii each, but, you know, at this time, money's on the... I guess, you know, after Christmas, there goes all the money, so we'll get one in the future.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Wii is good, so if you're interested in getting one, get one. We only talked about one game, but the Seasonal Game's coming out soon, and it's the way to go. And now we are onto the part of the show that we all personally love. It is titled, What Are We Playing? And once again, I'll let it go to Lee first. Lee, what games have you been playing?
Well, what games have I been playing? I've been playing InstallConf again, still. Going along pretty good. I started the research on the catapult, so yeah. The catapult is getting researched. Most of my buildings are sort of getting to the upper level of, you can get up to level 20, and most of my main buildings are now at, well, my resources are at 20, and my harbour, laboratory, and barracks are at 17, and one's becoming 18 as we speak, so it's going good, building up the army, got about 350 spear throwers, a couple of archers, yeah, we're going good. So that's going good, all good, in the hood. Cool. Now, for Christmas, I got a couple games. I got Bully, and I got Wii Heart, well, it's actually like heart is in the symbol, Wii Heart Katamari, which is like the sequel to Katamari Damacy. And they're both really cool, they're great. I don't know if anyone knows what Katamari Damacy is all about, but basically you roll things. It sounds ridiculous, but you have this little ball thing, and you roll it, and you collect things, and then as it gets bigger, you can collect bigger things. And that's it. So you'll start off and you can pick up paper clips and crayons, and then you're picking up, you know, cows and sheep and people and kids, and then it gets bigger again, you start picking up cars and you're yanking bits, like yanking houses out of the ground. It's hilarious fun. I mean, it's great. And they obviously went all out and just translated it directly from Japanese into English. So the text makes absolutely no sense at all, and it's hilarious to read. So great game, rated G. I love it. My mum loves it. There you go. It's getting old people into gaming. My mum loves it. While I was out, you know, breaking my arm into 19,000 pieces last night, mum was here on my bed, hammering away at Katamari Damacy.
And
she loves it. She's not very good at it, but she loves it, and it's a great game. Now, Bully, Jack Thompson, you're wrong, and you're a moron. I have played this game for a fair while, and I'm still playing. Haven't finished it. And it's a good game, very much in the theme of Rockstar's previous games. But you're not doing all this, you know, mayhem and so on for your own benefit like you do in, say, GTA 3, where you're trying to become, you know, boss cocky. In this, you only ever seem to help people. So some guy is getting teased, and he has to go get his books from the library. You escort him there and deal with any bullies on the way. It's a great game. It's almost like life. You know, you got to go to classes, and then with classes you unlock certain skill bonuses and things. it's good. There's puzzles and stuff, and controls are pretty nice, pretty responsive. It's a good game. I like it. And, yeah, Jack Thompson, maybe you should learn how to play games before shooting your mouth off, you jerk.
You tell him.
And how about you, Sonny Jim?
Sonny Jim. Oh, well, thanks, pup. Well, let's see. I've been playing a bit of Battlefield 2142 as usual. Not too much recently due to, I guess, you can say Christmas holidays, but, you know, gave it a bit of a rest because I was playing a bit of other games, but then I went back into it. Still love it as usual, like going around killing stuff. Oh no, don't get Jack Thompson on me. yeah, it's good fun, good multiplayer game, and, you know, one of those good online games. You can just, you know, jump in any time and muck about. Once again, I've been playing a bit of Warcraft 3. I never finished it, so, you know, I thought, you know, might as well give it another shot at it and muck about. just, you know, it looks really nice, and you know, the animation and the not cartoonish stuff, but, you know, the nice graphics of it. So I play that now and then. And the game I've been playing the most recently, once again, has been Rainbow Six Vegas. I finished it on, I think I told you last time, I can't remember if I did, but I finished it on normal difficulty, and now I'm playing it again on realistic difficulty. The difference being in that the enemies, they are more accurate when they shoot you, and they will do more things like, you know, throw grenades at you, try to flank you and your team. They'll cover each other and, you know, just shoot a hell of a lot more at you. So I ended up dying a lot more often. But, you know, it's a nice challenge. I like games that are more challenging than, you know, just you can browse real through. I mean, you know, finish it real quickly. And plus, you know, since it is Rainbow Six, I guess it follows with the Tom Clancy, you know, I guess the storyline. And since Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six is my favorite novel of all time, you know, I get a bit biased, and I do, you know, love the game no matter what. What else have I been playing? About
how are you going with the realistic difficulty? You owning?
Yeah, it's due near the end. Just you know, takes a bit of a while progressing further as, you know, the enemies are being more difficult to deal with, I guess. But, you know, you keep pursuing on and you will finally get there. You know, it takes a bit of tactics. It is a tactical shooter in a sense, so you gotta, you know, can't just run through and run and gun, but, you know, you gotta take your time and, you know, take it slowly. So, yeah, it's good. What else have I been playing? I borrowed, what they call it? That Dr. Kawashima's Brain Training.
Yeah.
I borrowed that from Pete. Once again, thanks, Pete. And I'm playing that on a DS, so, you know, I've been training my brain now and then, playing the Sudoku on that as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I think the last time I did the brain training check, like, my brain age is 30 or something, so I'm just a few years off from my normal age of 25. Sudoku, I think I've done 54% of all the Sudoku puzzles there, and I think there's like 100 or so, or something like that. So, you know, just mucking
about. That's pretty good.
Just mucking about. That's probably most of the games I've been playing.
Right.
Alright, so, you know, we just probably bore the hell out of anyone who's listening. They're probably going, what the hell are they playing? They played that before. Why are they playing this again? Well, we like it.
You play good games. I mean, we're telling you what you should be playing. It's good games. Go play them.
Our title says it all. Video gaming is good. There you go.
it's what we are playing, which therefore by extension is what you should be playing. Simple.
Thank you very much, Lee. I'm sure we'll get a lot of response from that. Okay, next part of the show, once again we have a website of the show, and I guess keeping in line with our rediscussion for our episode topic, we will mention this website, and I don't say it's a website to advertise the benefits of the Nintendo Wii. It's more of
the problems.
And this website has an interesting name. It's called We Have a Problem. And
do you get the pun?
Yes, Wii is spelled as WII, so We Have a Problem. And you know, take it straight from the website. The site is let's see. I just read it. It says, We Have a Problem is a blog focused on bringing you the latest trend in gaming violence, that of damage caused by window lickers who should not be participating in activity of any form, yet own a Wii. Why? Because we're fanboys, that's why.
Yeah.
Basically, just, you know, I'm sure you all know with the problems that the Nintendo Wii has been causing, how people are being so involved in swinging their arms around that they lose grip of the Nintendo Wii, or maybe they get too involved and some of the strap breaks. But honestly, every time I play the Nintendo Wii, the strap hasn't broke. I guess because how can you break the strap when there's so much slack on it? You should be holding onto the controller anyway.
Well, if you wear razors as wrist accessories, I could see how this could be a problem.
True, I guess, yes.
If you're wearing those, however, you're probably a bit nuts.
Yes, and I'll leave that for Lee to discuss another time. But it's like, I don't think we know how you can swing and lose the remote easily, but you know, in doing so, this website, this website has pics and videos of people reporting the damage that the Nintendo Wii has caused in their house. For example, there was this one how this kid, I think he bought the Nintendo Wii for his mom, something like that, very nice of him to do so, and she had sort of a Wii party with her girlfriends as well. So what ended up happening was she was swinging her hand or something, playing like tennis or something, and she hit her hand on some kind of China chest, which I'm reading here says she hit on a Chinese chest and while doing a backhand in tennis, and it caused the battery compartment to open. Mm-hmm. And I'll quote exactly from here, it says, "Almost like a sleek white jet fighter, the missile bay having been opened, the batteries flew out, locked onto our 32-inch Sony LCD television. One of the batteries missed, but the second slammed into the bottom left corner." Now what happened is it caused the TV to sort of malfunction, and it's all blurry lines and everything on the TV now. So that's one example of how the Nintendo Wii is causing damage throughout homes all over the world.
Fantastic sight.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome sight. There's pictures of windows broken, TVs, screens broken, LCDs. There's even one how the remote got stuck in the TV. Don't know what happened. There's people being injured, you know, cut hands, people being smacked in the head by the other person they're playing with.
Fantastic.
There's even a pick of damage due to, I guess, not on pets, but due to pets. There's like one how this rabbit was chewing through the cord of the Nintendo Nunchuck controller. So, I don't know. But if you want a good laugh at all the craziness, thanks to the Nintendo Wii, we'll recommend going to the site. We'll post it up on our website for you to want to take a look. And it's a good laugh.
If you're not feeling too good, you know, you've had a pretty crappy day, you come home, you look at this site, you've had the best day ever. It's a great site. I've been chuckling at it for the last 20 minutes. I'm still looking at that photo of that idiot's mum. And look, see what happened when you try and do backhands in that tennis game. See what happened. Oh, I don't know. It's a good sight. Check it out.
And thank God nothing like that happened to my TV last night.
That's why I kept calling it the insurance policy and tightening up the thing.
Yeah, we all know how to take care of it, but some people, you know, I guess because most people who play the Wii are not gamers themselves, like this mother that was here. But, you know, I guess they just don't know their own power in some instance, but, you know, interesting nonetheless. And I think that's about it for this show, our first show of the year, as it being the 1st of January 07.
Yeah.
We all hope you've had a good start to the year. Hope you, you know, took care of yourselves, didn't overindulge in any beverage. What did I want to say?
Or video gaming.
Huh?
Or overindulging in video gaming.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, true. Especially if you've got a Nintendo Wii, you know, all your arms might be sore, like Lee, for instance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess in the end, like, I'd rather be playing the Wii instead of being outside getting drunk and, you know, shit-faced. But that's another story, I guess. But what else I want to say? Can't remember. If you don't know where to get this podcast from, our website is videogamingisgood.podomatic.com.
Good.
If you got anything nice to say to us or anything bad to say to us, just check on a comment. We love to hear from you.
And I don't have a speech impediment.
Yes, yeah, someone put a lovely comment asking if Lee's got a speech impediment. Nah, he just mentioned that his mouth moves faster than his brain actually talks. I think so. I don't know. Let's see. This episode is probably a bit on the boring side or on the dull side because both Lee and I are kind of, you know, stew tired, I guess, over staying up playing the Wii all night. And anyway, for all you guys listening, you probably you won't even rebuttal it, understanding what we're talking about. You're like, oh, what's that noise in the background? Change the channel. I kind of what $5? Get out of here. But anything you want to add, Lee, before we go?
Have any pinch punch first month of that stuff?
Oh, don't know how you can do that on the internet. No, I'm sure you'll find a way, but
yeah. Okay.
Yep, I guess that's about it. Well, that's episode 13 from both of us, the two ugliest guys on the net. Well, I guess that's about it. So, once again, I am Dan, a.k.a. Mo, and...
I'm Lee, also known as Sklozza.
Yep, having a good yawn over on that side of the fence.
Yep.
And thanks for joining us. We hope to catch you later. So have a good Happy New Year.
See ya.